This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Real Mad Wednesdays with Lisa and Dean on Joy 94.9. And Lisa, tis the season to go crazy. La 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 la.
People lose their absolute minds this time of year.
They really do. The festive season does bring along a lot of mania.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and I thought, because I'm a city dweller, I thought like when I moved when I moved from the suburbs, I thought, oh no, I'll get away from this. No. And look, it's still pretty bad here. But you know what you don't get in the city, thank God?
What?
Is the shopping centre car park
drivers. Yeah, oh my God, it's a nightmare. I mean, city parking is bad enough, but it's an shopping centre car park is insane at Christmas time. I can't even.
I was in Mackay last Christmas with Fairley, and I remember I saw one guy come out of his car park and somebody else tried to get in there. The next thing you know, someone's jumped out of their car, pulled someone out of the car, tried to flog them.
It's insane.
Oh, come on, people. Pull yourselves together. It's a time for compassion and loving and giving.
Oh, it's just a time to chill, quite frankly.
Right?
It's a time for you to take it easy. It's a time for you to chill out. And, I mean, it is stressful, so I have certain rules that I like to put in place.
Right. Tell me about them.
Is I do not buy any Christmas presents unless it's something that I have to get online until Christmas Eve.
Right, okay, yeah.
That way, one, you find out everything that people have already gotten, the niece and nephews, so you can avoid that. And I'm thinking this year of going on a face painting vibe.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, just something to take them in a little bit of a different direction.
Now, you've actually got quite a large family.
Yeah, Italian.
So, yeah. So, do you have a thing like where you buy something for everyone? Or
well, we used to do Kris Kringles in a really massive way, and this year I think everyone's just kind of gotten over it, so we've switched gears. So, we're doing like an immediate family Kris Kringle, which is actually tomorrow night. So, because it's tomorrow night, tomorrow morning I'm going to do my Christmas shopping. My brother's not listening to Joy, so I can say I've got him in the Kris Kringle. I know that because he's already at home trying to put the kids to bed. They're definitely not listening to Joy right now. But I have my brother, and I've been told by, I think, my mother that he wants shorts. So I'm going to find
him sensible, appropriate.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to, you know, I like to do it my way. So I'm going to find him some fashionable shorts tomorrow.
Right.
Unlike me, he's a size 34-inch waist, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
But yeah, we do. So we've kind of narrowed it down because as the families get bigger, we used to do one giant Kris Kringle with like 30 people.
Yeah.
And while that was nice, we were like, what the hey? It's a little bit insane.
Yeah.
You know, and
people
I think,
is a lot.
Well, but last year we made it, the gift could be no more than $10.
Oh, what's the point of...
No, because it's great. The creativity that you then have to come up with. And my nephew, my cousin's son went into a $2 shop and got me like so much crap and I loved it.
Oh, all right.
It was awesome. So, I mean, it's the gift, if the gift of giving that matters. It's not, you know, necessarily what you get, unless I don't like what I get and then I crack it.
I know. Look, the reason I don't like the low end is just because I'm not a very creative person when it comes to gift giving.
Not at all?
Nah, I couldn't be bothered. I don't have too many other things to do. I'll do all the cooking.
I am an overthinker. I'm an overplanner.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
But I haven't known that about you before.
Well, true. So, yeah, shocking. But since Robbie and I are on next Monday, we're on the Christmas Eve, it's going to be Mad Wednesday on Monday, Christmas Eve special with Robbie and Dean.
Yeah.
Here on Joy 94.9. I'm going to do my Christmas shopping beforehand and then just come in and do the show.
Oh, perfect.
I'm a man with many a plan.
Yeah. My only rule for Christmas gift giving is that I only buy it for people I'm seeing on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do. No, if you're seeing them like Boxing Day or a couple of days after, you don't do shop until then. And this is so, my Christmas Day focus is just the kids and that's it.
Yeah.
We're not even worrying about immediate family because I was just like, I like the idea of, I keep trying to do this with my family and they reject it, but I like the idea of us doing someone has to make a meal throughout the year for the rest of the family.
Explain that one to me.
So the gift that you give each other is, all right, your responsibility is a meal for the rest of the family for one night. So we have a family catch-up and we just plan different ones for each family and they have to make a meal. I mean, dads will always just be a barbecue or toasted sandwiches.
No, I'm on board with that. I think that's a great idea.
It's just, as we get older, it's just how can we think outside this box?
Yep.
How can we do these things differently? And I am that person that goes, let's make a $5 limit on the gift because the more ridiculous it is, it's about the moment. It's not about
sure,
it.
Yeah.
But I love that idea of going, okay, so here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do as the rule. Here's what we're going to do as what's going on. Why don't you give the gift of putting in of making a dinner as a Christmas present, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, look, I love this. It's a good way to go. I endorse and support that message. Liking and subscribing.
Well, I'm also doing an orphan Christmas night because I'm going to have all the leftovers from my family's Christmas, and rather than me eating them for the next 4 days, why don't we just keep partying on?
You'll see me there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.